The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, April 6th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. It's a beautiful afternoon out there in the Bozeman area. Had a little wind overnight, but it's calmed down, gotten sunny. Looks really nice out there. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to KGVM. I'm going to play you some music for the next hour or so, and get you up to Democracy Now! At 6 p.m. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and before I jump into it, I do want to thank one of our underwriters, and then we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An Australian mining company is eyeing a potential gold and silver mine near the Blackfoot River east of Lincoln, resurrecting controversial mining claims that have been dormant since the 1990s. Sentinel Metals applied for an exploratory drilling permit for its Columbia Gold Project, according to the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. The application requests the collection of subsurface geological information in order to characterize the mineral resources at the site. DEQ spokesperson Madison McGeffers said, "An exploration license has not yet been issued. A public notice will be posted on the DEQ website when the environmental assessment for the project is posted for public comment." In a presentation for investors, Sentinel Metals referred to its gold mining claims as a large existing resource with near-term development potential. It describes an area of potential deposits stretching more than a mile long and about a quarter mile wide, with an average depth of 720 feet. The project area sits within an island of private land of 435 acres, surrounded by public land, the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest, 8 miles east of Lincoln and 2 miles south from the Blackfoot River. Running along the southern boundary is the tributary Seven Up Peat Creek, which lent its name to a controversial mining proposal that had centered on the same claims decades earlier. The company owns 155 unpatented lode mining claims on the surrounding federal land. No drilling activities have been proposed on federal forest land yet, but forest officials have been notified about proposed mineral exploration, and access to the project area is via public Forest Service roads. Years ago, gold exploration at the site was shelved following years of vocal opposition to the McDonald mine being proposed across the river by the same company. The controversy culminated in a statewide ban on cyanide heap leach mining in 1998. That had been the mining company's method of choice for extracting gold from the Seven Up Peat deposit, but the process left a legacy of permanent environmental degradation in mine sites across Montana. The question went before Montana voters 3 times, and each time voters said no to cyanide leach mining because of the poisoning of land, water, animals, and habitat. The company and other investors in the mine sought to overturn the voter referendum that enacted the ban, an effort that failed a decade later when a federal appeals court upheld the new state law. At the time, the company seeking to develop the mine, Canyon Resources, said they hoped to extract up to $1.5 billion worth of gold. Gold prices have climbed about 15-fold since that time. While the toxic process known as heap leaching is no longer an option for refining ore in Montana, Big Blackfoot Riverkeeper Jerry O'Connell sees plenty of potential problems with a new large-scale mine along the renowned river. O'Connell said, "I have not yet heard of a gold mine that doesn't screw stuff up. It's a very intrusive process everywhere it's done." The Columbia Gold Project area sits about halfway between Lincoln and a federal Superfund site caused by mining and still polluted farther up in the Blackfoot's headwaters. It's taken decades to clean up the toxic mine tailings washed downstream after the 1975 dam failure at the Mike Horse Mine. Funded by a $39 million settlement with the responsible mining companies, the work required removing about 1 million cubic yards of mine waste from the dam failure and a handful of other mining sites, and restoration of several tributaries to the Blackfoot. That remediation work has been cast as one of the success stories for the Treasure State, whose mining legacy also includes abandoned mine sites that will require perpetual taxpayer-funded water treatment. After the mining companies made millions from the metal extracted from the site, it was a battle, often a series of court battles, to get the companies to pay even a fraction of the cleanup costs. The rest comes from taxpayers through the National Superfund program. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I want to kick off today with a couple songs to pay tribute to a musician that just passed away. I did a memorial to J. Waylon Porcupine last night on Bedtime Bombshells, but I thought I'd play a couple of those songs here this afternoon. He was the friends of Cesar Romero, the engine inside of that group, and he was originally in the Red Men, formed the Red Men. So I wanted to play a cut called War Party Favors by the Friends of Cesar Romero and Versace Thighs and Earthquake Eyes by the Red Men.
Yeah.
That was The Red Men with Versace Thighs and Earthquake Eyes, and before that, War Party Favors by the Friends of Cesar Romero. Jay Whalen Porcupine was remarkably prolific. The releases from the Friends of Cesar Romero were very frequent and always high quality. Some great garage rock there. If you go to Bandcamp, you can find a lot of their recordings, maybe their entire discography. They actually have a way you can purchase the whole Bandcamp discography by them. And it's a little over $100, but it's a lot of music. So anyway, farewell to Jay Whalen. I'm going to keep going here. I'm going to play a couple by a band I just saw last Wednesday down at the filling station. They were called Kiss the Tiger out of Minneapolis. Hadn't really heard them or heard of them before I saw they were coming to town. Checked them out on Bandcamp and really liked the sound, so went down there for the show. Tiny Iota and Witch Bitch opened up, and it was a lot of fun. And I really liked Kiss the Tiger. I picked up this album of theirs, Infinite Love, at the show. So I'm going to play you the bookends off the album, the lead-in cut and the final cut. Start out with We Don't Fight Anymore, then I Want to Love You.
We don't fight anymore. We don't fight anymore. We don't fight anymore. We don't fight anymore. And I like that.
Fight anymore.
is Kiss the Tiger there. I Want to Love You. Before that, We Don't Fight Anymore off their album Infinite Love. It was a great show, a really high energy band, and I really like the harmonies. The lead singer Megan and her guitar player had some great harmony work together. I'm going to keep going here with some more rock, I think, for the rest of the hour. I'm going to play a cut off the new Young Fresh Fellows album, Loft. They just released a digital version, but I got a copy of the vinyl, I think maybe for Record Store Day Black Friday last fall. They pre-released it or something, apparently. I'm going to play a cut off that called Killing Time in Union Square. And then cut by Throwing Muses from their album Moonlight Concessions that was also released in 2025 called Drugstore Drastic.
Thank you.
That is Kristen Hirsch and Throwing Muses with Drugstore Drastic from their album Moonlight Concessions. Before that, the Young Fresh Fellows did Killing Time in Union Square off their new album Loft. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. Enjoying this beautiful spring afternoon out there in the Bozeman area. Hope you are too. I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank an underwriter here for helping to support our programming on KGVM. After that, we'll listen to today's episode of Climate Connections.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Country Bookshelf, Bozeman's locally owned independent bookstore since 1957. Country Bookshelf at 28 West Main Street in downtown Bozeman offers a wide selection of books as well as special events like author readings, book clubs, reading challenges, and the popular Country Bookshelf staff picks. Country Bookshelf is open 7 days a week, and there's more information online at countrybookshelf.com.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In the sky over Texas, you might spot two planes connected by a cable, with one pulling the other. These are test flights from Aerolane, a company that's turning cargo planes into flying trailers as a way to cut shipping costs. Todd Gratz, Aerolane CEO, calls it a sky train.
Essentially, we are towing cargo behind the primary plane. So we're basically doing what trucking and rail has proven to date, and we're adding that concept into the air.
With Aerolane's technology, both planes still have their own pilot and engines. To pull the second plane, the first plane uses a little more fuel than it would flying alone. But the second plane mostly keeps its engines idling and glides in the first plane's wake. This reduces overall fuel use and planet-warming carbon pollution.
If we can reduce those emissions, all the while saving the operators money, it's a win for everyone.
Airlines can install this technology on standard planes to adapt their existing fleets. One U.S. cargo airline will start flying with Aerolane's tech later this year, and eventually, Gratz envisions sky trains carrying cargo all over the world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right. I want to keep it going here with a cut from Courtney Barnett's new album. It's called Creatures of Habit. Just dropped a couple weeks ago, I believe. I'm going to play a song off of it called One Thing at a Time. And then I'll play a couple by some Montana bands from over in the Missoula area. A new single by Northern Congress called WAGD. And then From the Pond, their new album, A Year as a Cloud, that was released late last year. I'll play Into the Room and finish up with a cut by Patterson Hood from his new album, Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams. I got to see him perform at Live from the Divide. It was pretty trippy getting to watch Patterson Hood in that little room with 40 other people or so. And great show. So I'm going to play a cut off of that new album called A Werewolf and a Girl. We'll start off here with Courtney Barnett, One Thing at a Time.
I don't. ago when you came back to town. Picked you up at the trailways and you kissed me on the mouth. Saw a movie set in London about a werewolf and a girl. Tattoo you was on my stereo.
You can do it if you feel like. I won't call out or complain. I'll just try to hold it just right, even if there is some pain. You can do it if you feel like. I might feel a little too, but I'm warning in the morning. But I'm warning in the morning. I'll be gone before you do.
Sad before I was born, and with that you started laughing, said it's really just in time, and you need to put it in me before I go and change my mind.
You can do it if you feel like. I won't call out or complain. I'll just try to hold it just right, blame my sadness on the rain. You can do it if you feel like. Been feeling itchy too, all alone in the moonlight. All alone in the moonlight. What's a broken girl to do? What's a broken girl to do?
That was Patterson Hood with A Werewolf and a Girl from his album Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams. Before that, The Pond did Into the Room from their album A Year as a Cloud. Before that, you heard Northern Congress's single WAGD, and started out with Courtney Barnett with One Thing at a Time from her new album Creature of Habit. This is KGVM Bozeman. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and playing some music for this beautiful afternoon, Monday, the 6th of April. I'm going to keep it rolling here right after I thank an underwriter and we hear today's labor history in two. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. The Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1882. That was the day trade union leader and suffragist Rose Schneiderman was born. She arrived from Poland and settled in New York City with her family as a child. Her father died soon after, and Rose entered the workforce at the age of 13. She sewed caps and organized with the United Cloth and Cap Makers. Rose became a chief organizer with the New York Women's Trade Union League and played a prominent role in the 1909 uprising of the 20,000. While touring Ohio to rally support for women's suffrage in 1912, Schneiderman said, "What the women who labor wants is the right to live, not simply exist. The right to life as the rich woman has the right to life. And the sun and music and art. You have nothing that the humblest worker has not a right to have also. The worker must have bread, but she must have roses too." She grew frustrated with the privileged middle-class women of the New York Women's Trade Union League and began organizing with the ILGWU. But she soon quit, aggravated by the leadership's indifference towards organizing women workers. Schneiderman devoted her energies to women's suffrage. She would soon return to the Women's Trade Union League. By 1926, she served as its national president and became close friends with Eleanor Roosevelt. President Franklin Roosevelt appointed her to the National Advisory Board, where she wrote NRA codes for industries with women workers. Labor historian Annalise Orlek noted, "Schneiderman attacked sexual segregation in the workplace, tried to unionize women, called for state regulations of working conditions. She argued for comparable worth laws, government-funded childcare, and maternity insurance. Those ideas and dreams are the legacy of Rose Schneiderman." Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
All right, we're in the home stretch of today's show, so I'm going to play you a cut by Spoon off their album Lucifer on the Sofa called The Devil and Mr. Jones. And then I picked up this King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard bootleg from Red Rocks in 2024. It's a lot of music and a lot of great music. I'm going to play you a cut off of that called Muddy Water, a live version of that. Then I'll play us out with as much as I can squeeze in of Hot Milk and the Flower Palettes with Monarch of Movement.
To Helen. fundamental. It makes you tense. Here is David spoken in every room. Everybody's saving up for what he is selling. Mr. Jones, oh, every mark saving up for what he is selling. Mr. Jones.
This is Hot Milk and the Flower Pellets with Monarch of Movement. Before that, you heard some King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, a live version of Muddy Water. Start out with Spoon and the Devil and Mr. Jones. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. Democracy Now! Is up next, so keep it tuned right here to KGVM Bozeman. And have a great evening, everyone.